Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Cloud Solution Innovators here on Channel 9. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical architect here at Microsoft on the Azure team in the U.S. And our series is really a series where we highlight developers and partners in our ecosystem that are building solutions on the Azure Cloud Platform. And today we've got a special guest, Rohit Bakshi, from one of our key big data partners, Hortonworks. Hi, Rohit. How are you today?
Hey, Keith. Doing well. Thanks for having me on. This is exciting.
Sure thing. Happy to have you here. Well, Rohit, before we get started, could you just spend a moment or two giving everybody that's viewing our show today a brief overview of your title and role at Hortonworks?
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Rohit Bakshi. I'm a senior product manager here at Hortonworks. And I'm really responsible for a lot of the product integration work and enablement work we do with Microsoft. So we do a lot around HD Insight in Azure and the Hortonworks Data Platform in Azure. And so work very closely with the Microsoft product team and getting these joint solutions out to our customers.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, Rohit, I know Hortonworks has been a Microsoft partner for several years. Mm-hmm. But there still may be some viewers that aren't sure of what you guys focus on. Could you tell us a little bit more about Hortonworks and the solutions that you deliver?
Absolutely. Be glad to. So Hortonworks has been around since 2011, and we actually, Keith, started working with Microsoft just shortly afterwards, almost at the beginning of the company. We partnered with Microsoft to bring Hadoop to Windows.
Wow.
And so, a lot of, the focus of the company when we spun out with a set of key engineers out of Yahoo, where Hadoop really blossomed into what it is today, as Yahoo is a big user of Hadoop for their search enablement. And we as a company, we focus on taking and working on all the open source projects that build the Hadoop ecosystem. And we have key committers and drivers and technical leaders in those communities who come together to provide support, enablement, services, and subscriptions for Hadoop for our enterprise customers. Fortune 500 companies, we partner with strategic vendors like Microsoft to bring Hadoop for the masses and really enable it everywhere. A lot of kind of what drives us and drives the opportunity is that, I talk to a lot of customers, and talking to customers kind of see that what they're trying to do is they have a lot of data warehousing solutions. They have a lot of data sets. They have a lot of applications that are being constrained today because they're trying to get a view across all those applications. Yep. And with kind of the existing or the traditional technology, it's not really scaling and allowing them to deal with the tons of new data sources that are coming in. So, we were seeing in the enterprise space that we're going from lots of CRM, ERP type data to now new types of data, clickstream, web social, the Internet of Things is something that Microsoft is really focused on as well in the cloud. And we're seeing a lot of that with our customers and our joint customers. And there's a huge opportunity there and a challenge because that is bringing massive amounts of data sets and sizes and new types that are constraining the existing technologies and existing solutions out there for dealing with data. And so that really has driven and has created the market and opened the market for Hadoop. Hadoop as a platform that enables you to do scalable, massive data storage and processing across different types of data. Going back to this, all these different types of data structures, unstructured data, as well as structured data from existing sources and solutions can all come together and be processed, stored, and analyzed in Hadoop. And so Hortonworks as a company, we really focus on taking open source Hadoop and the whole ecosystem around it, right? So the ecosystem here that consists of open source projects that do governance, security, operations, all the enterprise technologies and capabilities that add on to and enable the core set of storage and processing with HDFS and Yarn, all coming together. We work to make sure that they're well integrated, tested, certified, fit all the different use cases that we see emerging at our enterprise customers, and bring that to market as a subscription support for the open source Hortonworks data platform.
Wow. Okay, great. Yeah, and I see we're no longer talking about just petabytes of data anymore. We're talking about zettabytes of data now with
Absolutely.
All these all these new streams and repositories that customers mm-hmm. are trying to analyze and bring together. That's great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know in addition to providing the Hortonworks data platform for traditional on-prem customers, you guys have been doing mm-hmm. a lot with the cloud as well, right?
Absolutely.
With our Azure platform. What are some of the things that you've been doing with the with the Azure platform, and what kind of value are you seeing in a platform like Azure when we think about big data solutions like Hortonworks data platform?
Great question. So we see a lot of value, and it kind of all started with, you know, early on when we were looking at the market, we encountered a lot of customers that were interested in Hadoop that had a deep investment in the Microsoft ecosystem, you know, be it System Center for operational tooling, be it .NET and Visual Studio for developer enablement and developer tools, and they want to use that for interacting with Hadoop and Hive and the different services in the Hortonworks data platform, or be it admins who were running Windows and really wanted to go and run Hadoop on Windows. Mm-hmm. And so we did a lot of work with Microsoft to get those core integrations in place. And then really the next step was to say there's a lot of value in running these scalable services in the cloud. And so what we have and what we kind of invested in with Microsoft is that we have on-premise software. So you can run the Hortonworks data platform on Windows Server or Linux, whichever one you choose as an administrator. We have the joint analytics platform system, APS appliance, that has Parallel Data Warehouse, SQL Server solution, and Hadoop, and HD Insight Hadoop on a single appliance that can be deployed and used for an easy turnkey Hadoop offering. And then we have on Azure a large focus with the HD Insight team. We have Azure HD Insight, which is a managed service, right, for Hadoop as easy to deploy, set up, and start with Hadoop and HD Insight on Windows or Linux VMs. Right, mm-hmm. We just did the Linux launch just recently.
Right.
And on top of that, we have the the full Hortonworks data platform as well. So if you have all these different choices as a customer running Windows on-premise or Linux on-premise or on Azure with infrastructure service or HD Insight as a managed service. And so we really have all those options. And just to kind of hone in on the Azure Infrastructure as a Service, because we're talking about that now, mm-hmm. we have two key offerings here. We've got a sandbox. So for folks who want to get started and learn and play with and get tutorials for all the key services of the HTTP and HTTP ecosystem, they can get a single node Hortonworks sandbox spun up on Azure. Really simple. And I'll show you what that looks like. And we also have the more scale-out, configurable Hortonworks data platform, full platform on the Azure Gallery, on Azure Infrastructure as a Service. So you can actually choose, if you're doing an evaluation, you want a smaller cluster, or you're doing a more standard proof of concept, larger size, you can go out and deploy a larger cluster. And I'll show you what that looks like as well, and what the experience looks like on the Azure portal. So we have these different offerings. And what this really enables, right, to the question of the value that it brings to customers and why we're excited about Azure, mm-hmm. is that people might start, and we've had folks look at starting with a cluster on premise, start out with their data. These large Fortune 500 companies start with clusters where they load all their data and they create this data lake on premise. There's a lot of dev and test environments that get set up on premise or in the cloud. Easy, quick, get your infrastructure going. And put publish data sets and start learning and start piloting new types. Now what we're seeing is that we're seeing core analytical use cases like the Internet of Things, which is a big focus for Microsoft as well, where streaming data is coming in and going directly into the Azure Blob storage, and now it will be with the Azure Data Lake. And then you have analytics being run on top of that data in Azure itself. You have key machine learning, business intelligence type applications and use cases happening in Azure as well. And so Hadoop and HD Insight offering in the Azure system is key there, because now you're going to have data that's being generated and used in Azure itself. There's a big push for this hybrid architecture where the same companies are running clusters on-premise and in the cloud and having a consistent set of bits that you can deploy on-premise, and you can deploy and run, be it with HD Insight as a service or with the Hortonworks data platform, is key. And in terms of interoperating with all the other BI, machine learning, and analytical applications that are available in Azure, like Stream Analytics and the Azure ML suite of technologies, the Data Factory, all of these now interoperate and create this end-to-end analytical stack that's available in Microsoft Azure for our customers to use. So it's very exciting.
I see. So dev, test, eval, POCs have been kind of an initial standard foray that a lot of customers have used. Mm-hmm. And now it sounds like as more and more customers are running new workloads, like IoT yes. workloads or yeah. internet scale workloads up in the cloud, it makes sense for them to consider even production big data in the cloud where their data is being generated. Is that, am I understanding that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And there's a whole bevy of tools available, including Hadoop and Azure, that enables them to do that end-to-end in the cloud.
Great. Well, Rohit, it sounds like there's lots of different options for customers to consider leveraging Hadoop Data Platform or HD Insight or big data solutions in the Azure cloud. Can you walk us through a quick demo of some of the options that you talked about?
Absolutely. We'd be glad to.
Great.
So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go through the two options that I talked about, the Sandbox and the Hortonworks Data Platform on Azure Gallery.
Okay.
And let's actually go over to the Azure portal. So I'm on the new Azure portal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've chosen and spinning up and looking for the new compute offerings that are, you know, I see here, filtered by Hortonworks.
Yeah.
And so we have two here. So let's start with the Sandbox. So the Sandbox, and actually both offerings are bring your own license. So it's just, you're just going to be basically paying for the Azure compute. Everything else is taken care of. It's open source software, so it's available to you for free.
Okay, great.
And the idea behind the Sandbox, it's really about learning Hadoop, mm-hmm. learning the whole ecosystem of technologies in a very simple and easy to set up instance. So yeah, so the Sandbox is really easy to set up. I'm basically going to set up a single node virtual machine on Azure and have the Sandbox be deployed and come up automatically on that single node instance. So I'm going to set up and kind of name something for the Azure DNS to have the right name called the Demo Sandbox, and then set my username, which will be the username for how I log in to the Sandbox machine. Set up a simple password. And so you can actually do two things. Here it's easier just to do a password. You could also use the SSH public key, which we'll use for the next VM. And then that's about it. Everything else, there's a standard set. There's options here for which VM size you want. We can just go with the basic, and everything else is chosen for you. You can choose your location, right, depending on where you want to run your VM. I have a subscription set up already that I'm using. Mm-hmm. And then I hit create, and I go. And so what this does is sets up a single node HTTP sandbox that really lets you dive in and learn about all the different ways of getting value from a scalable analytics solution with the Hortonworks Data Platform.
Wow. You've been walking you through tutorials and getting started resources. That's awesome.
Absolutely. So depending if you're a developer, an administrator, you're a data scientist learning how to do new types of machine learning or interactive querying on top of data in Hadoop, we really cover you with the different types of access patterns and technologies that are available. For example, I have this tutorial here that I can just launch and kind of go into how to do interactive SQL querying with Apache Hive, which is the data warehousing component of the Hadoop stack, and go through and, you know, use the interface in the sandbox to be able to browse and interact with Hadoop from the comfort of your browser.
Wow. Very nice.
And so it's, you know, we have a lot of folks use this as their first foray into Hadoop, into learning about the technologies, learning about what they can do with the core platform. And then once they've done that, then the next step on Azure is to, I'm going to cancel out of this, go back and do the same thing where I search for Hortonworks and go with the Hortonworks Data Platform. And here, what I have is a VM image that can be deployed, and you can kickstart and do a whole cluster on Azure. And so here now it gets a bit more configurable, because you want to allow, this is really, think of, you have organizations or you have folks that want to deploy a cluster that can scale out to, you know, tens and low, like mid 50 range nodes, and load a lot of data, multiple petabytes of data, and run processing on top of that. So if you're evaluating a proof of concept, or you're doing a pilot with analytics on Hadoop, or you're running a production cluster with a footprint of multiple petabytes of data, this is the technology, this is the adoption that you want to use to take your next step into getting value out of analytics and processing with Hadoop. So we're going to define a resource group here. So I'm going to walk through the steps of creating a cluster here.
Okay.
The resource group is really just is how you identify your group of Azure resources that are created for this sandbox, for this cluster. So we'll call it HTTP cluster.
Great. So that'll group together all of the VMs that are part of this common cluster.
Exactly. The VMs, DNS footprints, everything that goes into this cluster. And so it's a really cool part of Azure Portal. It helps you manage everything that goes into a multi-node cluster.
Great.
I'll use the same username. And here's an example of, we actually use an SSH key. So what this does is it gives you as an administrator the option to go in, once you set up the nodes, actually log in through SSH and go into the nodes. Load data, do different things through this interface. So it's really gives you access to the whole power of Hadoop. So we'll set up the Ambari password. So Ambari is, and I'll show you as we set this up, it is the operational fabric for managing a distributed Hadoop cluster. And it's really a one-stop tool to do that. So with the multi-node cluster, you have two options here. You can do an evaluation version, which is really recommended for folks who are, you know, beyond the sandbox, a single node, and they want to now see what does a multi-node instance look like. So evaluation is a standard. It'll choose a smaller Azure VM footprint, the A3, and it'll do five of them. So you'll set up a five-node cluster, and it'll install all the services of HTTP on that five-node cluster. And what's nice about that is that it matches the 20-node core count that most subscription users, when they get started, have. So you can use this, and even if you're starting off, just starting off on Azure, you can deploy this and not worry about overshooting your subscription count.
Gotcha. Okay, that's cool.
So it's a great next step to get started with getting value from Hadoop. The standard is more, is kind of your next generation, where you're now saying you have more options. You have larger footprint VMs, which gives you more processing, right? And the nice thing with the portal is that it'll tell you what it costs, the number of VMs, and it'll give you that projection so you can know what to expect.
Sure.
And then for the worker nodes, you can actually define from 6 to 45 nodes. So you can scale out and you can have a larger cluster depending on the type of analytical workloads that you want to run on your instance.
Wow.
And then when I hit create, it basically spins up a multi-node cluster.
Wow.
And
so basically you've spun up the equivalent in the on-premises world of like four or five racks full of equipment, right? That would have taken probably weeks and weeks for someone to build out a Hadoop cluster in the old days. And here it's probably, you know, maybe a half hour, 20 minutes, something like that.
I would say that, and the big saving is the infrastructure, right? It takes operations folks a lot of time to get that infrastructure set up, get the networking set up, do the procurement. And so Azure is a great way to bypass that, because you have with infrastructure as a service, you have that at your fingertips within, like you said, 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
It's great. It's absolutely great. And we see a lot more people using technologies like Hadoop because they get beyond that infrastructure procurement challenge that they have at first.
Right. So you've spun up the cluster, and it looks like, you know, in addition to Ambari, HDFS, Yarn, MapReduce, HBase, all these additional Hadoop ecosystem features and services are kind of preloaded and ready to go and be
used. Exactly. Exactly. So what happens is that this is, and so what you're seeing here is all the services that are part of the Hortonworks data platform. So you've got, you know, HDFS and Yarn, your storage and compute. You've got HBase, which is your NoSQL scalable database technology. Storm is for real-time stream processing. And so all of these are deployed out of the box. You just choose the number of nodes. You choose the size of VM. And what Ambari does in the background is it spins up, installs on all the IIS nodes, and will set up these services and configure them to be most optimally kind of sized to meet the Azure VM size that you chose.
Wow. Takes a lot of the guesswork out of capacity planning and configuration.
It does, absolutely. And you can go in into these services and actually look at and inspect the configurations and update them as well. So with Ambari, it's your one-stop shop for deployment, managing, and monitoring a distributed Hadoop cluster for each and every service. And the cool thing is you can actually look at the different hosts. You can see which services are running on them, the usage, you know, system-level usage that's going on across them, status, which ones are down. I think I have in this demo cluster one of my HBase region servers are down, so you can kind of see that and start and fix the problem all from this web interface across your different nodes.
Nice.
Yeah, so really in summary, this is the gallery image is a great way to get started with a scalable with a pretty sizable cluster on Azure and get started with analytical processing, be it real-time processing with Storm, be it running an application on a distributed database with HBase, be it Hadoop processing with Hive, and SQL querying with Hive and Thaze. All of that's available to you through this Azure Gallery offering.
Wow, that was a great demo, Rohit. And so kind of help us bring it all together for us. What are the kind of some of the key areas that you're seeing customers really kind of digging into Hortonworks data platform with Azure and with on-prem?
Good question. I can definitely do that. It's really enabling the hybrid architecture and extending to the cloud. You can have on-premise Windows Linux deployments. And then you can have cloud deployments. And what makes that possible, and kind of what we've done with all the product investment with Microsoft, is that we make it easy to move data sets between on-premise and the cloud. And so with you can replicate actually data living in an on-premise cluster to the Windows Azure storage block.
Oh,
and we'll do the same with the Azure Data Lake. And so if there's, we talk about data gravity, if there's data gravity in the cloud for a lot of data sets, be it an Internet of Things application or a BI application on top of web server logs coming in from an Azure website. If you have data sets on-premise, you can actually push those out and in a parallelized fashion out to Azure. So you can have all your data sets in one place and do BI and ML on top of that.
Wow.
And so if you have the same compatible APIs and clusters on-premise and on Azure, and that really then enables you to move your workloads back and forth.
Gotcha.
So one of the things that we're doing as well is we did this acquisition of a company, CloudBreak, that brings the ability to do more flexible and more templatized cluster deployments to the cloud. So I showed you some examples. So I showed you what we had in the Azure Gallery today.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is we're adding to that with the capability to define your own blueprint. Of say, I want these specific services in this order, in this combination, and then you can point and click and deploy that to Azure. And so you can have different types of predefined templatized clusters for your on-premise clusters and in Azure. And then couple that with the data movement, and now you really have this flexible way of shooting out to the cloud, starting in the cloud, shooting down to on-premise, and really doing that across the two systems, the two infrastructures.
Gotcha. Wow, that's really impressive. And as customers are interested in learning more, I mean, see, out in the Azure marketplace, some of the solutions that mm-hmm. you showcased during the demo were really some great solutions where customers can go to mm-hmm. begin learning. But if they want to learn more before they get to that point, what types of resources are available? Where can customers go?
Absolutely. So customers can go to our website, so hortonworks.com, and we have a whole section on our joint solutions with Microsoft. We have a section on getting access to and how to use the HTTP sandbox. So that whole set of tutorials that you saw in the demo is all accessible from our website as well. So you can really get in and understand how to use the different functions and features of Hadoop and the Hortonworks data platform. And then, to get started, we'll point customers to the HTTP on Azure Gallery in the marketplace, as well as HT Insight, which is the managed service. Those are great places to get started and deploy and start getting value out of Hadoop.
Awesome. Well, we'll be sure to include links to each of those resources down at the bottom of the page that everyone's watching today's episode on. So thanks so much for sharing that. And Rohit, thanks for joining us today on today's episode. Really appreciated your time and demos and conversation. Some great insights on big data in the cloud.
Thanks, Keith. It was great to be here and fun to talk to you. So thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. And thank you, everyone, for joining us today as well. And we hope to see you on our next episode of Cloud Solution Innovators here on Channel 9.